This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is time for us to have our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the DJV program and the participants therein, which include Victoria Keevan, Jennifer Horan, Doug Steffen here at your service for the overview of the week of November 30th to December the 4th. Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, the staff listening to radio stations, programs, talking to hosts about where the this particular story plugs into the list. The top 10. Sometimes I start at the bottom of the list, sometimes at the top. I think I'll start at the top this week, Victoria and Jennifer, with the focus on COVID, the spike, vaccine information, that sort of thing. So where I've noticed this most, I went grocery shopping in the local Trader Joe's the other day, and everybody was wearing a mask, and they were staying distant from others. And so that apparently is, you know, that's the standard, at least in many places, or most places where I frequent. The question is, how do you manage your risk? Some people, because they've heard a lot about the vaccines and the fact that doctors are probably going to start getting shots as early as next week, and the people in these in the rest homes, or that's what they is that politically incorrect now to call them rest homes? Or
don't they call them nursing homes?
Nursing homes, long-term care, right?
Yeah. When I was a kid, they called them rest homes. Anyway,
they did.
Whatever.
Convalescent homes, right? Wasn't that something that they used to say?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Okay. So they're going to
I'd
get
like
their
to convalesce.
Vaccines.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Right. <Don't
laughs> I've been to some pretty horrific convalescent homes.
Well, no, I mean just the verb. Just the verb convalesce. Yeah. Not the home.
Right. No, it's a pretty horrible situation with some of these. Anyway, at any rate, the focus on prevention still. And that's why I made the reference to I keep saying TJ, I want to say TJ Maxx, but I mean Trader Joe's. Although I'm sure on TJ Maxx they do the same thing. All the retail stores that are jammed this time of year, I would think that you'd almost want to be there. You are at risk, even though it's a small amount of risk.
People don't want to be there. That's the opposite of what people want. That's why the numbers of foot traffic was down by 55% on Black Friday.
It's really interesting. I think there's a direct correlation with the amount of restrictions and what people want to do. And I think in places with where there are less restrictions, people are choosing to stay home and shop more online.
I got to tell you,
I live in California, and over the weekend, I just wanted to go to Michael's to buy some ribbon. Mm-hmm. And there, I think I told you guys, there was a line outside of Michael's that wrapped around the store.
Yeah.
And I thought it was for Best Buy because I thought, or maybe somebody's, you know, some sweet deal on a television. No, it was Michael's. And people wanted to get in that store and they were out there. But I have to tell you, and I know we'll probably get to it, what I think is happening in the state of California is that the restrictions are so tight, people are like, you know what, forget it. We can't handle it anymore, even if we want to be safe. They're actually, once this new order from Gavin Newsom, our governor, goes into effect, and he divided the state into regions, and each region, once they hit a certain marker with the ICU beds, they're going to we're shutting down like an emergency break is what he called it, for 3 weeks. And do you know that they're putting the grocery stores at 20% capacity? The grocery stores. Now, you saw how people were hoarding, pasta and toilet paper.
Yeah.
Tell them they can't go to the grocery store, and you're going to see people hitting each other over the head with baguettes because they just don't know what to do. Already, when I heard that, I ordered my Instacart that'll be delivered this weekend with, you know, dry staples just in case so that I don't have to go to the stupid store for the next month. It's ridiculous.
My family's in California. And I, as much as I've resisted it, I had plans to go next weekend, and I'm not going to go. And I'm not going for Christmas. I'm not going until I get my shots.
Where can you go?
Even if you go anywhere.
Right.
No
you
place.
Can't. Jen said everything out. Yeah, the parks are closed.
Yeah.
I guess you could sit on the beach. But
You can. Their trails and the beaches are still open for now.
Yeah.
But outdoor dining is closed down, even though there is absolutely no science. And actually, a judge is pressing them. I'm happy to say that there's been some pushback. And so the Board of Supervisors now has to turn over their science, and I put air quotes around it, that link the outbreak of COVID cases to outdoor dining. And they're not going to be able to do it because, as Marty said, they used a CDC study, which actually included indoor dining, not outdoor. And it was a national study. It wasn't even in L.A.
Yeah,
indoor dining is linked. And I'm in New Jersey where we have just, you know, crazy cases here. But outdoor dining is still open. Indoor dining is still open at 25% capacity, but fewer people. And I think, Jen, you're absolutely right. There's a psychological thing happening that everything in New Jersey is pretty much open. Schools are open, restaurants, retail stores. But people are staying home because they just, you know, it's the smarter thing to do. Mm-hmm. And there, you're right. There is no link yet that I've seen. And I've been looking at a lot of stuff with restaurants. I haven't found a single link to outdoor dining.
Stuff. Yeah. And
it's
so
indoor
now,
dining for sure is linked, and house gatherings.
The permission that people are going to feel to take more risks because of all the focus this week, the announcement the vaccines are going to be ready for doctors next week, and the people on the front line and the people in the rest homes, and then after that, 1st of January, people who are older, involved in certain pursuits like restaurants and agriculture, that sort of thing, they're going to get their shots. And so people say, okay, well, I guess we're going to be okay now. But you don't become immune until a week after you get the second shot.
Oh, is that the answer? I'm glad you said that because people have been asking me, and I did not know how long you have to wait until after the second
one. 1 week after you get the second one. So let's say doctors like Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with our programs, gets his shot on the 11th, which is, what is it, next? It's a week from Friday. I know. It's the end of next week.
Next week,
So he gets his shots. All the people in the staff get shots. And then 4 weeks after that, around the first week of January, they get their second shot. So that means the second week of January, they're going to be A-OK. That doesn't mean that he's not going to wear a mask, but that means you're going to be safe. 94% Pfizer's 94% effective, I think.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. And the Moderna will be available a week after the Pfizer. So that's going to be, it depends on the state where they're shipping this stuff to. I think you're going to see Moderna more readily available because it doesn't require that freezing, whatever,
94
zero.
Below, right. The Moderna one, is it the same setup where it's first shot, 4 weeks later, second shot, and then a week after that you're immune?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Same schedule? Okay.
Yep,
I kind of think, you know, a lot of people are speculating that people are loosening up a little bit because the vaccine is coming.
They are.
Maybe, but I really think psychologically it has to do not only with people just being exhausted from all of this, but also from so many of the, I call them hypocrites on high, because you've got all of these people who are passing out orders to people and then they're not following themselves. A lot of our
officials. Jen, I know I don't live in California, but I'm still completely bitter about Gavin Newsom eating indoors at a restaurant with a
and
bunch
it wasn't
of people
just him.
Don't live
the
in the house.
The San Francisco mayor ate there like 2 days later.
Oh, my God. These hypocrites.
Really buzzing.
The San Jose mayor told people not to travel, but he went on vacation anyway to go see his family. The Denver mayor told people not to travel, yet he flew to go see his family. And then the latest one, I don't know if you guys saw, this one just made me crazy. The Austin mayor from Austin, Texas said, oh, you can't travel, you can't do anything for the holiday. Well, he recorded the video with that message from Cabo San Lucas. I mean, are you nuts? I actually have my radio show that I do. I played the clip with some mariachi music in the background. So, wait, what is that? What is that that I hear back there? Because the guy's in flipping Mexico. Are you kidding me? Telling people not to travel.
Mexico.
And after he gave a wedding for his daughter with more people than we're supposed to gather.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, humans are social creatures. So it's tough for, as I said a few minutes ago, I'm really frustrated to the point of being angry about not being able to get in California where my children are, especially they can't come here. They were all going to come here to my farm on Christmas and they can't do that. And so, you know, you wonder about behavior. And then you look at around the country, schools are closing again. A lot of teachers have gotten the COVID and they say they've gotten them from the students in their classes.
But see, that's actually, going back to the science of that, there in at least in New Jersey, and I don't know if this is in other states, but in New Jersey, the reason the schools have not closed, and the governor has said he is not planning on closing schools, is because very, very few cases have even been linked to schools, to kids in school.
Yeah, so they're
It's bars, it's eating indoors in restaurants, and it's gathering in other people's homes. That's what it is. It's not school.
I saw a picture of a classroom in an elementary school where they put all of the extra furniture around the side of the room because they don't want the kids sitting close to each other, unneeded chairs.
They're also doing
and desks,
plexiglass
like
in a
that.
Lot of schools. I mean, they're doing stuff to keep kids safe, and this idea that we have to keep them out, that's stupid. And
nonsense.
It's also the teachers' union trying to play, to try to get something more favorable for themselves, and that's too bad, because I think the teachers want to get back to work, too.
Yep, they sure do. So anyway, there's all of that, and it's the business of moving ahead in all of our businesses and our lives. But this first part of the year, a little frustrating. I think it'll open up pretty quickly. Keep your fingers crossed for that. It's interesting to think or see about how many things are coterminous with the inauguration of the next president, even though number two on the countdown this week is the president talking about election fraud. We'll get to that right after this here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Dr. Robert Eckel, volunteer expert for the American Heart Association and American Diabetes Association, has tips for a healthy holiday season.
Research has shown that deaths from heart attacks peak during December and January, possibly from changes in diet and alcohol consumption and increased stress, which could be even higher than usual this year. People should make healthy food, drink, and exercise choices and stick to their medication plans.
Karen Dawson, who suffered a stroke after she couldn't afford her medications for type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure, warns others to take note.
Even though heart disease and stroke are leading causes of death for people with type 2 diabetes, there's a lot in our control. For tips and inspirations to help you finish this year healthy and strong, text the word HOLIDAY to 22639.
Learn more about the link between type 2 diabetes, stroke, and heart disease at knowdiabetesbyheart.org. That's KNOW, diabetesbyheart.org.
All right, the big picture here when it comes to the election fraud claim is that there, even according to Barr, there's not much fraud claim, but Trump seems to be the only one not getting that message, Jennifer. Is that true, you think?
No, I think a lot of people are. Are you kidding? I mean, the video that was just uncovered in Georgia shows all of the poll watchers being dismissed at 10:30 for people staying, and they were told that the vote count would be over until the next day. You can see them on the video streaming out of the room, and then four people are left, and they start bringing out cases of ballots, which I think most people believe are the military ballots, and started whatever funny business they did. So, no, I don't think it's over, and I think that we should all be watching this, because it's important for every party, no matter what, no matter who you voted for.
21 after.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The end of Thanksgiving week, in a manner of speaking, or getting into the first week of the month of December. There are a lot of great messages that have come out of Thanksgiving. I think we had a lot to be thankful for. And so now we move into what the reality is for the rest of the year, Christmas time, shopping, all of that good stuff. And the season of presidential pardons, the big picture finds us, I guess, wondering more, not about Michael Flynn and his pardon. Did Flynn say to Trump, you should have another election? Or who was it that said, suspend the Constitution and have another election?
I don't know who said that. But I will say that when the reason pardons are on the list is for a couple of reasons. Number one, Michael Flynn, yes, was given a pardon last week. And then this week, there's been a lot of talk about whether or not Trump should pardon himself, which I think is the biggest joke, because it's, again, people spinning up all this craziness. But
well, him and his
there
family,
was also,
the whole family is the discussion.
Yeah, yeah, but what have they done? I mean, I don't know. I don't believe they've done anything wrong. And I also don't think that their precedents, especially when you talk about pardoning yourself, I don't think we want, and I don't think Trump would, create precedents where presidents can go in, do whatever the heck they want, and then pardon themselves. Give me a break. I mean, why not just move to North Korea at that point? So those are some of the reasons. But the other reason that pardons were in the focus is that there is an investigation that, I guess, started to leak out. I think CNN got it first, and now it's been kind of trickling out everywhere, where there was some kind of investigation, and I haven't studied too much into it, but there's an accusation that somehow people were approaching someone within the administration to try to give money for pardons, and I'm not sure exactly what it's all about or who might have been the focus of that pardon, but there is something that the Department of Justice was investigating where a group was trying to get pardons for people. So, yeah.
Well, I saw that headline, but I didn't click on it, but okay, that's interesting, yeah.
All right, so here we have number four, which is a focus on these Senate runoff races in Georgia. To tell you the truth, there's so much stuff floating around. You know how much money they're spending buying advertising on radio stations like the ones.
And if you want to talk about voter fraud, already what's going on, there's a bunch of independent groups that are under investigation for trying to register out-of-state voters, trying to encourage people to come into the state to vote. I mean, it's a mess. And you want to, I mean, not only do they have money and activists, you know, like descending into Georgia, but now you're going to have a ton of lawyers, Democrats and Republicans, trying to make sure that everybody's on the up and up. I mean, what a mess. It's a mess.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, so that is the when is the runoff? Is not till the first week of January, right?
The 5th of January.
Yeah. So are there going to be heavy hitters going in there to try to?
Already are. Trump will be there. Trump's rallying Saturday. Pence is there Friday. Joe Biden's expected to go rally for the Democrats, but he hasn't given a date as to when he's going to do that. But yeah, a lot of heavy hitters have been in and out of the state already.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of Biden, he's named Brian Deese. Is it Deese or DC? As the coordinator of the administration's economic policy. He has been involved in things like the Paris Climate Accord, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot of people that are getting into the new administration that aren't new at all. But that happens. I think no matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, you just bring in the people that you know or people that have been around.
Well, people that you trust, prevents the
people.
Revolving door that we've had for the last 4 years. You know, I don't think that we're going to have the turnover rate that we've had. So,
unfortunately, I think from my perspective on my side of the aisle, it's like a redo of the Obama administration. So if you weren't if you were unhappy with some of the Obama Biden policies, then to see these same people being put into positions of power makes you think, okay, here we go again. It's just it's a redo, and I think that's what's unfortunate is that there isn't that much fresh blood. It's really a rehashing of stuff that's already been in place and maybe kind of uninspiring.
Well, somewhat it does bring to the surface, although Susan Rice is a casualty of her own misgivings, but the DNC has a very heavy hand in this stuff. And, you know, they have, I think, in my rendering of what's going on, you don't look to the new elected officials. You look to the people that are in the party, and they're the ones that are...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, normally a critic of President Trump's voter fraud claims, now says a signature audit of ballots should take place in Georgia. Security camera video footage released Wednesday night shows poll supervisors removing all observers as they stopped counting for the night, election night. Four poll workers stayed behind, and when all observers left, they began pulling numerous suitcases out from underneath tables and began entering the ballots into the machines without supervisors or poll observers. Multiple fires continue to burn out of control in California. The forecast of dry winds and low humidity does not help their efforts. A red flag warning, which is extremely rare this time of year, is already in place for parts of Southern California. The warning is expected to stay in place through the weekend. On Wednesday, the Willow Fire erupted near San Diego, California. In the meantime, fire crews also battled the Bond Fire in Silverado Canyon. That's near Los Angeles, California. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The American Red Cross is asking for your donation of blood, especially if you've recovered from COVID-19.
If you've tested positive for COVID-19 and recovered, the American Red Cross wants you to donate plasma. The plasma is being given to COVID-19 patients as a possible treatment. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar making that plea during an Operation Warp Speed briefing.
If you're within 3 months since recovery from COVID-19, we need you to donate plasma. Over 250,000 courses of convalescent plasma have been used on your fellow Americans to help prevent severe consequences from COVID-19. We unfortunately have so many individuals who have gotten COVID-19 and have recovered now, fortunately, but we need donations. Please contact your local American Red Cross, your local American Blood Bank, or go to coronavirus.gov for more information about how you can volunteer to be a donor and give the gift of life.
Astronomers have taken a step towards understanding how the moon might have formed out of a giant collision between the early Earth and another massive object 4.5 billion years ago. Scientists led by United Kingdom's Durham University ran supercomputer simulations on the Dirac High Performance Computing Facility to send a Mars-sized planet called Theia crashing into early Earth. The moon is thought to have formed in a collision between early Earth and Theia, which scientists believe might have been an ancient planet in our solar system, about the size of Mars. The simulations developed an orbiting body that could have evolved into a moon-like object. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back into the fold here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, going through the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find these charts listed at talkers.com if you'd like to keep up with the top 10 in the story count, the people count as well. We've worked through the first half hour of this presentation, we've worked through the top 5 stories. Number 6 is a focus on the economy, the fact that the Dow Jones averages, all this stuff is going through the roof. The stimulus package is a very important part of that. And whatever these guys, I noticed that back and forth, apparently Pelosi and McConnell have been on the phone a lot this week trying to figure out why should it be up to one person or two people to figure this all out.
I think that's, if they're in charge, then they're the ones who have to know what's acceptable. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why should it be just one person that it's acceptable to? Under
the
circumstances,
if you don't have a point person, then you've got chaos because everybody wants something.
And we don't have chaos now.
Well, we have an inaction. I don't think
the leadership of both parties sucks. Let's get right down to brass tacks. Pelosi is an outrage. McConnell's an old fossil.
I read something yesterday that was pretty stunning. I think the number was 54. The Congress had, Nancy Pelosi had 54 opportunities to vote on stimulus in the last couple of months leading up to the election and wouldn't do it. 54.
No.
Well, they're holding
out. It's all politics.
Yeah, they're holding out because of the Republicans want to have protection for businesses to not get sued if their employees go back to work and get COVID. And that's something that the Democrats have been holding out on. And it really, from everything I've read, it seems to come down to that one sticking point.
Well, I don't know why they gave this.
Hold on a second. I've not heard this at all. Go through that again, Victoria.
The main sticking point is the Democrats don't want companies to have immunity from lawsuits from employees who go back to work or are forced to work and get COVID or die from COVID. And so the Republicans want immunity for the companies so that, like, basically so you don't get any disability. And so I don't know why they couldn't have had a limited liability and a compromise somewhere in the middle. That would have been what I would have gone
for.
Is
the suit would blame the store for somebody getting...
Yes.
Or
yeah,
the business for getting COVID?
If you get COVID or if you die from it.
How do you know whether it's at the store?
Exactly. That's what the argument is.
Yeah. So I see both sides of it, though, because, you know, I have a friend whose boss was basically on Wall Street and said, all the employees have to come back or you're fired. And so my friend compromised with his boss and said, I can only do 3 days a week. I just don't feel comfortable doing more than that. But, you know, COVID outbreak, there was an outbreak in the office, and they're all talking now about, you know, okay, well, this guy forced us. We can all do our jobs from home. He forced us to be in the office because he's a control freak, and he wants to make sure no one was watching TV. And essentially, he put lives at risk. So
they should have quit then. I don't know. I mean,
but how can you quit in a pandemic, Jen? These are good-paying jobs. People don't just quit their jobs.
The idea is that when we go to work, we're usually, under some circumstances we're not, but most people that go get a job are at-will employees, which means that anybody can sever ties at any time if the conditions around them are not good. I don't know,
like
but if it's,
Street,
that strong of
a pandemic,
if it's that strong of an issue, though, where they don't want to be in the office and their job requires them to be in the office.
I don't know. I don't think we want to add to unemployment numbers right now. I don't know. I think that there could have been a happy medium where there's a limited liability that they could agree on. So that would have been what I would
have
signed
for. That may be,
but
I think that is a slippery slope. Yeah, that's interesting because I'm sure a lot of people listening didn't know that that was the case.
And a lot of it also was arguing over how much money goes to the blue states because the Democrats are building in a lot of money for California, New York, and I'll speak just for California, and that is that while we've had some COVID cases, what financially troubled the state of California is unfunded pension liability. And so they were looking for a bailout to try to bail themselves out of that trouble that had nothing to do with COVID. And I don't think that it's fair that we use emergency money that is all deficit spending to try to bail states out that couldn't hack it. I mean, give them what they need for resources, but not to bail them out of pension trouble.
Right. I agree with that. But on the other end of that, New Jersey going into the pandemic was in a surplus. We have a guy, our governor was the president of Goldman Sachs. He's a business finance guy. Our state has never had better finances, and now we're in trouble because we've been hit so hard.
Of course. Everybody's
so it's
in trouble.
Not just like every state just wants pension bailouts. New Jersey was in a great position going into this pandemic, and we're still now hurting because we've had so many cases and deaths.
Number seven.
Just speaking from California, it's crazy.
No, I agree with you on the California thing, yeah.
Story list number seven has to do with our relationship with China. What do we have this week? A story about a lot of money going to Vietnam.
Apple has instructed their manufacturer, their Chinese manufacturer is called Foxconn, and they've instructed them to take about 30% of the production out of China. And that's $270 million they're investing in Vietnam. So, and that's, we're not exactly sure yet. It's going to be some iPads and some MacBooks. We're not really sure, you know, how 30% then still means.
Am I the only one who thinks with all the unemployment in America, isn't there some way to figure out how to get these businesses back here and give the jobs to Americans?
Well,
what am I missing in this story? Well,
but
you want to go to Vietnam?
To bring them back. No, you want to bring them back here.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying there's no damn leadership from either side incentivizing bringing
businesses
back.
That's not true going forward because Joe Biden's already had meetings with a lot of the big tech companies And there is a lot of talk about incentivizing bringing.
Well, I'd like to read more about that. I'd like to know more about it, frankly.
Well, it made news. It was all over the headlines. So he can't do anything yet. He's having preliminary meetings.
I'll believe it when I see it. I don't necessarily think that there's a serious effort to do anything to harm the Chinese.
Well, there better be, because this country is...
The DNI yesterday, John Ratcliffe said this week, he said, you know what, the biggest threat to the United States, point blank, is China. And not only a threat to our country, but the whole world.
The whole world, absolutely.
Well, that's why you saw all those other countries... Yeah, well, they are. The world is waking up to it, and that's why you see all those countries forming that consortium agreement to, and I think that the United States is probably going to join that group, and I think in the tariffs are going to stay in place. A lot of the Trump tariffs are going, they're not going away. They're going to stay against China, and I think that we're taking a smarter approach to joining other countries, and essentially it's ganging up on China.
Good.
And I think that's something that I think that's the smart thing to do. I will give Trump credit. He punched the shark in the nose, and I give him credit for being ballsy and trying to take on China. I'm being dead serious. I give him credit for trying to take on China.
That visualization of punching a shark in the nose.
Right. Well, but I mean, he went head on. But
and they are sharks. Make no mistake about it. The Chinese government and the companies that are playing with fire over here, they are sharks to the nth degree.
But what I'm saying, though, is the problem, though, is with that approach, I believe he thought that the United States was all-powerful and that a punch directly to the nose would be all it took. What happened, though, is we found out the hard way we do need our allies. We do need other countries to join us to gang up on China. And so, and now, and then what happened with the tariffs we saw within the farming community, it's been a disaster for the farmers. So I do applaud it was a bold move, and I don't take anything away from it, from him doing that. It's probably the best thing I think that he's done in 4 years. Unfortunately, it didn't work out the way that he had hoped it would, or that we all as a nation hoped it would. But I think that keeping those tariffs in place and then pulling in some friends.
He was the first politician on a national level to even consider China as an enemy. And I think that's not something that he just went into. Yeah, it wasn't something he went into lightly. He's been talking about this since he was Donald Trump mogul in the late 80s. He's been beating this drum about China.
Well, but he didn't help his hit the image of this when he called Xi Jinping, whatever his name is, a good friend.
Xi Jinping. Of course that's how he's doing it, though, because he goes in and says, it's the good cop, bad cop method, where we're going to tariff you, but you're my good friend. Let's keep talking.
Yeah. All right. Number 8 on the list of stories we'll get to in a matter of moments, a focus on the news media, the media wars, cable television, all the sort of biases that are there, and who knows what, where do we go with that? We'll find out in a moment or two here as we continue our overview of the hot hits in talk radio this week with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our Buy 4, Get the 5th One Free window replacement offer.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Back into the fold here on the overview of News Talk Radio for this first week of December. Number eight, what's going on in the so-called media wars, whether there's is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Does Fox News go away? Does Newsmax become the new king? What
Fox
happens?
Fox News needs to figure out who they are now. They don't. They created the monster that, you know, the media monster of Donald Trump, and now he slaughtered them essentially. So they don't know who they are. They don't know who their audience is. Fox News is
funny.
Is in trouble.
Because I actually, you know, the news part. Okay, so each organization, right, has news and opinion, and some of them blend it together.
Not much which, news, lots of opinion.
Well, I mean, I really believe CNN does very little news now. All you have to do is just look at their headlines.
Garbage, someone who went to
you know, doing journalism school, you look at that headline and go, okay, that's an opinion headline. That's not a factual news headline. But Fox's news department is actually pretty good. Brett Baer, Bill Hemmer, all of those people who give their, you know, they're not giving takes, they're actually doing news. So I don't know that the Fox necessarily has a problem
going
with that.
Their ratings have just plummeted.
But because their opinion people have switched over.
Hello, this is what's happening, and I'm going to ask Michael Harrison, who's in the companion hour to this, the editor of, and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He was invited by the fellow that runs Newsmax magazine to a dinner with the president. And at, I think Michael would tell you that it
recently?
Was very interesting. Name is Ruddy, last year.
Oh, okay.
So Ruddy and Trump seem to be very, very, very...
They're close friends.
Yes.
And have been before he was president.
Right. So the thought is that as he leaves, he's going to help his buddy Ruddy. Hey, that's an interesting, his buddy Ruddy. I didn't think about that. Yeah, okay. So he's going to help his buddy Ruddy by tossing lots of flowers to him and maybe even participating in the network. There are people who say he's going to buy the network. I don't see that, frankly. He doesn't need to. He gets much exposure.
Why would
he pay
he
a lot of money?
Trump hates spending his own money. That's been how he's been in his whole life. So he's not going to buy anything. He's going to allow someone to pay him for his likeness and for his brand, and that's what he does. He licenses. He doesn't build things.
He might buy CNN, though, because it is for sale, because it's suffering so badly. I mean, you want to talk about ratings atrocity?
Yeah.
I don't think
then he could buy CNN,
me.
Which would be kind of funny. But One America News is the one that seems to be picking up a lot of steam, too.
They've been booted from a couple of cable networks for some reason. I forget what it was. I saw that this past week. Number nine, police reform, that sort of thing. That is chugging along. The state of Massachusetts this week was the first state in the country to come out with a legislative package that goes into, in great detail, how to fix the police, at least from the legislative point of view. And there are a lot of people who are beating this drum, as well they ought to. Reform, yes. Defund, no. That would be my slogan. Reform, yes. Defund, no. Or even the defund thing is nonsense. I mean, come on. Other than if you can find waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, that sort of thing. All right, the climate and the weather and what we're going to have. It looks like a snowstorm coming to our neighborhood. Maybe even this weekend, Victoria. Although it won't last because it'll warm up and be gone away. But it's December. Time for it to snow. Duh. All right, so thank you, ladies. Good job on the charts from Talkers Magazine here at 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Fifty-three after the hour. Time now for our weekly visit with Nick Miles. His real name, by the way, is not Nick Miles. For those of you who want some undercover work, I have found out that his real name is Nicolosa Milosa, which sounds like a disease to me, but at any rate, he's here. Nick Miles, our auto expert. He's ours. He's ours. He's mine. But he can be yours, too. OurAutoExpert.com. So, general, but you didn't sign up for all this abuse. It isn't really abusive. It's kind of a...
I see myself as a fat Santa Claus now with a big beard and some large guy with food spilt down his shirt.
That's right.
Just the whole image of myself now.
No kids sitting in your lap this year, though, Santa. You have to wear a mask. And that can be kind of messy. General Motors has ditched its plans to acquire an equity stake in Nikola. And you know what? I didn't know that Nikola was Tesla's first name. Like everybody's trying to... I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that. You've been holding out on me. It's a big idea.
Yeah, Nikola. Well, first of all, it's this is a whole tragic situation. So what Elon has been doing for years, which is this sort of bragging thing with, you know, buy a Tesla and it'll be worth four times the amount in a year's time.
Right. Hello.
He's been saying stuff like that. Nikola, the guy that ran Nikola Motors, has been saying the same sort of crazy stuff, but he didn't get away with it. They caught him out. And they started to find chinks in his armor, and he was fibbing. And then his company, then he got himself into trouble, and he got himself into legal problems. And now GM is saying, "Listen, buddy. You can't lie to the public. And I was like, well, listen, politicians and car companies have been doing it for years. So I don't know why.
What's new?
I don't know why one guy should get away with it. One guy shouldn't get away with it. And everybody else can. But they.
All right.
They,
so you know what sunk them? So here's what sunk them. The name of the company that does the research on the Nikola is the Hindenburg. Why would anybody?
Good one, Doug.
In their right mind.
But we really have dated ourselves now because there's only three people in the room that got that.
Really? Who got the Hindenburg? Okay. Well, listen. All right. Next up, automakers have unveiled some proposals to have more self-driving cars. No, no, no. All right. Where's GM on all of this?
Like, yeah, everything's going self-driving and electric, and I don't want any of it. I mean, there's this big brouhaha this week that Obama had like three lines in his book that said all Americans want is large cars and lots of gasoline. He was right, for goodness sake. He was absolutely right. Yes, it's true. But what you do have to realize is that America is a giant country, and we have big roads, and it takes a long time to go anywhere, and we have to haul big stuff in our trucks, and places like...
So you can only go 250 miles. You can go across parts of New Mexico. I've done this and run out of gas. New Mexico and Arizona, where you won't find a gas station or any kind of station for 400 miles.
Right. I try to explain to all my relatives back in England that the state where I live, Oregon, is 11 times larger than the whole of the United Kingdom. I mean, it's, you know, there are 11 states in the United Kingdom, 11 states in the United States that are bigger than the whole of England. I mean, it's ridiculous. We are a big country. We need big cars, and we need to lose a lot of gas.
That's everybody. It. Rah, rah, bye. Meanwhile, Volvo has not been listening to you because they apparently are going to become all electric in, what, 9 or 10 years? Is that what they say?
They're saying they're going to become all electric very quickly. But you see, Volvo is Swedish, and they're out of Sweden, and so they're doing things that make sense to them. Plus, they're actually owned by the Chinese, but I didn't tell you that.
Oh, they are?
Yes, they're owned by Cherry Motors. Yes, they're owned by Cherry Motors in China. Yes.
When did that happen?
Yes, you'll be surprised. Well, a while ago. You'd be surprised if you know who owns.
Oh, my God.
You know that Jaguar Land Rover owned by the Indians, but
I know that. That's Ratatata. I don't have a problem with that. As much as I would have if it was Chinese, you'd never see me in another Rover, ever, never, ever, ever. All right. Speaking of cars not to ever get into, Honda. What's going on with the new? Is there a Civic with the new engine? Yeah, what I'm reading?
This is the thing. Honda's an interesting company because I like Honda as a car company. Not something that I would necessarily rush out and buy, but Honda, they make more of the small engines around the world than anyone else. The Honda 2000, which was an amazing little sports car, little thing, they want to bring it back. And they have a new Honda Civic, which is one of the best-selling cars in America. You look at a list of every single state, the Honda Civic is in the top 10. They're talking about bringing the 2000 back. Good for them. If Americans are going to buy
it, they have a lot of those Ravs around too. Those Rav thingamabubbers are around. All right, sir. It is an update on what's going on in the world of automobiles, courtesy of Mr. Automotive himself. It's Nicholas McCallis, or Nick Miles, is here with us. Go to.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.